Hello, this is Al. Can I help you?
Hi, Al. This is Hawk with Local Splash, giving you a call back about the Google list.
Man,
hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, not bad, not bad, man. I've been under the weather for about 2 weeks.
Feeling better now?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm on my way to the doctor's right now. I got a 3 o'clock appointment, and it's 3:05. I called him in. I told him it was going to be about 10 minutes late. He said, don't be later than 3:15. I'm like, okay, I'm almost there now. So, anyway, I was thinking about your services, and we had a glitch with the finance company, and they're telling me that it's probably going to be at least another 10 days before everything gets unraveled, and they're able to give me something having to do with the underwriting, and I've already been through I guess you could say through the grinder with these people, and they already got all
yeah,
my
right.
stuff. Yeah, so you know they're telling me, okay, well, Mr. Soto, it's just 8 to 10 days. They told me that Monday, so I'm looking at like Wednesday, or Thursday of next week. They're gonna tell me. I told them if it looks like everything looks positive, they said everything looks very positive. You know, right now we've got a problem with the underwriting department is having their computers upgraded, and they're not doing anything for about 3 or 4 days, and then they're gonna reload everything. They said they're closed down until next Wednesday, and I'm like, great timing, man.
Right.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and jumping through hoops and getting everything ready for them.
But like you say, you're already all in with them, so you gotta wait, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have any other choice. And you know, really, to be honest with you, the guy that's doing it for me, I've built a relationship with him. I'm the kind of guy, if I build a relationship with you, man, I'm gonna stick it out. There's always goods and bads, but relationships are very important. That's how I build my business. You know,
loyalty,
I build my
and
business.
Trust and all that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, patronage, man. You know, it's just real important.
There you go.
Yeah, it's real important. You know, you build solid business contacts, and you know, when you stick it out with people, people work with you. Right now, I'm really, really, really frustrated with the guy that's doing my magazine stuff, and I have not gotten one call in over 6 months. I got two people doing my magazine stuff. Yeah, and I'm paying like $350 a month. And the magazine is really, really nice. You saw it. You saw the magazine. And the bill is adding up. And
we're not really seeing much of a return.
I don't want no return at all. None.
Yeah.
A while back they had me, the guy bought the business from the previous guy, and I had a relationship with the previous guy. I don't feel real hunky-dory with this guy. He's he's dry, callous, and, you know, he's not...
You can't really vibe with him. Coming. Yeah.
I don't vibe with him at all. The problem is that the guy previous to him, he was my guy that used to give me plenty of work with the magazines. And I don't know what's going on. I don't really think it's him, to be honest with you. I think I just need to kind of like understand that it's the economy. But for me not to get any calls, so it was about 6 months involved in
it's
there when
still,
when that
yeah
when the last guy took over, it was about 6 months in there that they were advertising me with the wrong advertising. They were advertising me for repairing frozen water pipes, and you know that we do frozen water pipe repairs, and that's not what they were. That's not what I signed up for. I signed up for the remodeling, construction, kitchen, and bathroom. So somehow or another, somebody got the ads crossed, and they wouldn't cop out to it. And there was about a $2,500 bill. And I told him, hey man, there's no reason why you should have to bill me for this. And he said, look man, this is what we advertise. And supposedly, one of the guys said he didn't want to lose his ass to get fired. He said, I was here when he told me, and he lied through his teeth, man. Just based on that fact, that guy was out the door, like 3 weeks after, 2 or 3 weeks after we had this conversation. I told, I forgot what his name is, Luis. I said, hey, Luis, this is like a Cuban or something like that. And he just, I don't know, he just does not feel like a relationship type person. He's
right, kind of rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah, he does. And the problem is I don't want to pull the ads away from him right now. I've got two people that are doing ads for me, and the other one, I got a call on it yesterday, and I went to go look at it, and it looks like it might go through. Hey, you know what? I need to pay attention to where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you might be getting close, right? Yeah, so I'll give you a call. What'd you say next week, like Wednesday? Or?
The guy said that he told me, Crenshaw, I think this is the street. I'm here. Okay, he told me it was going to be Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
So I'll try you like Thursday or Friday next week.
Yeah, let's try Thursday, Friday. That sounds perfect. You know, one way or another, I'm gonna end up going with you. I know that the money. No, I'm letting you know. I know the money has to be in place in order for me to agree.
Gotta be able to pay for it.
Agree.
I
gotta be able to pay for it, and I know it's gonna be $300. I guess maybe it would be a good idea to wait and see what happens next week, and if things don't look that
right,
like
we'll play it by ear.
They're going forward that day, they'll probably be in the process, and it'll probably be very short, at which time we should go ahead and start, I guess you could say the rough drafts of what it is you're going to do and communicate back and forth so that we can get everything ready. I know what I'm buying. And
right.
So we'll talk next week
kind of just for an update, see where you're at with everything.
We'll talk next Friday. We'll talk Thursday or Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. You have a good one now.
All right, you too, Mr. Hope.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, bye.